My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
He's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's currently the executive director at the Morad Center at Villanova. And you want to learn about sports and sports business, do that at Villanova. His Sunday 7 newsletter, a must-read. He's a former vice president with the Packers. He's a former agent. If it's business and sports, Andrew Brandt is the guy. Hello, Andrew. Good to have you here.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, guys. Good to be with you again.
We appreciate your time very much, especially after yesterday, the release of a video by the Browns that kind of shows the city of Cleveland and then whisks them out to Brook Park in their new indoor stadium with a great big development, Andrew. And I loved what you commented on. Translation, with $1.2 billion of your public funds, we can do this. Is that just the way this is going to have to be if it comes about, or is there another way to get this thing done?
Yeah, I've been reading the reports that they want a 50-50 partnership, and this is sort of where we are with sports owners and communities. I think the Bears are asking for the exact same thing. So they have been sort of stifled by their governor, J.B. Pritzker, who's saying that's a non-starter, and we'll see where that goes in Chicago. But as for Cleveland, I mean, you guys know more than I do. It sounds like the city is trying to keep them, but a dome won't work for different reasons, I think FAA reasons and others. And the Browns are intent on a dome, because what you want in football, and this was what I learned in renovating Lambeau Field many years ago, you can't have a building that just works for like 20 dates a year. You have to have concerts. You have to have other events. You have to have throw off revenue beyond football games. And that's what everyone knows now, that the economics of sport demand it. So they need a dome stadium. They want it where they're going to get funding. And we may be talking about funding at that level. That's kind of the top level right now. You know, we went from the Raiders getting $700 million from Nevada, the Buffalo Bills getting $850 million from the state of New York and Erie County, to the Titans getting about $1.2 billion from the city of Nashville. And that seems to be the going rate to try to get the top rate of what the Titans got.
Andrew, how difficult was it when you were redoing Lambeau? Because I was up there, I think, right after it got done. The Browns had a preseason game there. And I was like, yep. It was amazing to me how you were still able to capture the feeling of Lambeau, but have some new entities. It did take me a Disneyland park map to figure out how to get from the locker rooms to the field. But other than that, how difficult was that to be able to take Lambeau, keep it as Lambeau, and still do the additions that you guys needed to do?
Yeah, that was always the goal, to keep the legacy, the history, the tradition. You know, the Packers, like the Browns, are one of the original franchises, one of that legacy teams that you have to restore and keep that. But as you said, we had to, obviously, we added the atrium. We added a pro shop in the building, which is 10 times the size of the pro shop that was there before. It's hard to believe, but when I got to the Packers in 1999, we were basically working out of an annex, and our stadium had no upper bowl. It was the stadium from the Ice Bowl that, I don't even know the number, maybe 30,000 people, 45,000. I mean, it was just like, this is an NFL franchise. And now we look back and say there was no way, and there's no way a stadium can exist today without all these amenities. Listen, the public part, that's politics, right?
Yeah.
The one thing I always say is that if a municipality wants to stand up to owners, they have a good argument. Like, what are you going to do? Like, it used to be L.A. was the stalking horse, and now L.A. has two teams, and Vegas. Vegas has a team. Like, where are they going to go? Are they going to go to Austin, Texas? Are they going to Toronto? Are they going to St. Louis? I mean, I think there's not much leverage in that play anymore, I don't think.
So if you're a government here in Ohio, either the city of Cleveland, Cuyahoga County, the state of Ohio, is this something that you think is a good investment for you, Andrew, to pony up and be part of this? Or are you willing to roll the dice and let the Haslams, you know, if you want to build this, go ahead and build it yourself? I don't see that as viable at all, because I you tell me, would an owner pony up and pay for an entire facility in this day and age?
What's happened with L.A. and Stan Kroenke, who, you know, L.A., California, that's not going to happen. But everywhere else it has seemed to happen. It really has. And as I mentioned, New York, Las Vegas, of course, and Titans, and there's going to be more. The Bears will get funding somewhere. That's a really tough question. And we... commentators like me can be cynical about this, but at the end of the day, I understand governors and mayors and city councils that don't want a legacy of losing a team. I just think the odds of losing the team are infinitesimal. Like, who's moving? Like, no one's moving anymore. So, I mean, the A's in baseball, I guess, but it's just like, this isn't happening. So I guess my answer would be, hey, hire some really good negotiators and bring that price down on the public side, because certainly the Haslams have more money than the public funding does.
Andrew, I'd love to get your perspective on this. And when we talk about Deshaun Watson, we talk about the cost of having a quarterback these days in the NFL. Wow. As you can kind of look at Deshaun Watson's deal now, that guaranteed money is still way up there, but he's dropped out of the top 10 as far as highest paid. Just as look at the ripple effect of what happened when Deshaun signed his deal here in Cleveland, and where are we now in your perspective on it?
Well, I still say he's got the strongest deal, because, you know, what's happening out there is these numbers are being thrown around, $50 million, $55 million a year. Dak Prescott's going to get $60 million a year. The key is, to me, is always guaranteed, because teams are happy to do it, as opposed to the Deshaun Watson structure. In other words, teams are happy to throw a lot of money out there and be able to get out. When I negotiated contracts for the Packers, even with the big ones, I'm like, well, when can we get out? Like, if things go south, can we get out? And whether it's Burrow or whether it's Lawrence or whether it's any of these recent contracts, like we've just had with Love or Tua, they can get out, and it's basically 2 or 3 years. Maybe it's part of the third year. Maybe it's a little money in the fourth year. But Watson, you can't get out. Now, you can cut him, but you can't get out. So what tells me that Watson still has the strongest deal is that teams have balked against that structure. And, yes, the number splashed out in the media is going to be higher than Watson's 46 a year. But I just wonder, if you put truth serum to these teams, would you rather give Joe Burrow or Trevor Lawrence or Jordan Love 46 a year fully guaranteed or 50 a year non-guaranteed? I think they'd choose the latter.
Andrew Brandt joining us, former front office executive with the Packers, his Sunday 7 newsletter, and the Business of Sports podcast. Is there a tipping point when it comes to a contract? And I'm thinking of Russell Wilson in Denver here when it comes to Watson. Is there a tipping point where the Browns say, okay, this isn't working and we're better off taking the financial hit and moving on from this guy? If, say, Andrew, this year he doesn't play much or doesn't play well, or do you have to eat this thing and keep him for 5 years if it's not going well?
Well, let me again explain the difference between Wilson and Watson, because Wilson, they're taking a huge cap hit, obviously the biggest ever by far, $80 million over 2 years, the way they structured it. He'll be the highest cap number on the Broncos for 2 years after leaving there, which is extraordinary. But cap is not cash. Cap is accounting. And having managed a cap for 10 years, you can deal with cap. It's painful, but you can deal with it. What owners don't want to deal with is cash. So if they get out from under Watson and it's not working, yeah, there'll be the cap impacts like Russell Wilson, not to that extent, but they got to pay him. You know, that's the difference with his contract and every other contract in football. They got to pay him. He can be playing somewhere else. They got to pay him. He can be, and this was the product, as everyone listening knows, of leverage when the Texans put him up for auction 3 years ago. So that's where we are.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Talk with Andrew Brandt. Make sure you check out his Instagram reels at Andrew Brandt. And then you can also read him at Sports Illustrated as well. The reality of an 18-game season, it just seems like it's inevitable at this point. How soon do you think we'll see that? And then, you know, the other question is European expansion. You know, you talked about, I don't know if a city could say, if a team's going, all right, we're going to move to Europe, but just your thoughts on both of those.
Well, I hope the union bucks up for the players' sake. You know, I'm still trying to figure out what they got in return for the 17th game. You know, I don't know. It's like they're still franchise tag. There's still commissioner power. There's still a revenue split that's not favorable to the players. It's not 50-50 at all. So I just hope 18 games is not railroaded through like it seems like 17 game one. And the way Roger Goodell talked about it almost nonchalantly just struck me. Like, does he anticipate resistance from the players, or does he not care about resistance from the players? And I know some players have said that's not going to work for us. Well, we'll see in negotiations. But, you know, and then you're probably asking me, well, what would they get in return? Maybe no franchise tag. Would the owners do that? No. Will they get a 50-50 split? Will the owners do that? No. So are they going to get something tangible giving up the 18th game, and how hard will they fight against it? The other thing is, you know, I was general manager of the Barcelona Dragons when they started this first iteration of European expansion, and it just seemed like we never got traction in the World League, the NFL Europe, because there was just not a not a base. And all these games, one-off games, are selling out, right, in Munich and in Frankfurt and, of course, London and Brazil. But I don't know if that's sustained. I really don't. You know, I don't think that's a mover now with the NFL. I think it is with the NBA. But in terms of a sustained interest in football, because I've been to these overseas games, still, there's some cheering at the wrong times. It's a novelty, you know, and I just don't know about sustained interest beyond the one-offs.
Andrew, great to have you with us. As always, you can follow Andrew on Twitter, at Andrew Brandt. It's Andrew, B-R-A-N-D-T. And we really appreciate your insight, your expertise when it comes to what might be going on here in Cleveland. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, guys. If people are asking about this newsletter, go to mysunday7.com. You can get it every Sunday.
Mysunday7.com. Yep.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, guys. Yeah.
He joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
It's really interesting, too, that Sunday read. It's worth it.
Well, you heard what he said about, you know, the where could you move? Do you run the risk of losing a team? You might be running out of cities for this. On the other hand, you don't want to possibly be the politicians who possibly lose a team. I mean, there are a lot of things going on here, and this will be, we'll be figuring all this out, you know, for weeks, months, maybe years to come when it comes to building a new stadium and everything else. So stay tuned. There's a lot more of that coming up. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.